Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. We got Peter on as my co-host. And today we're going to talk about, this is going to sound weird, but honestly is probably one of the most important decisions you make next to who you decide to marry. And that is, how do you choose your friends? Like, and dude, I know we're setting ourselves up for all kinds of jokes during this episode right now. And so, and some of you guys might be like, look at you jokers. Who are you to talk about friendships? And so I get it. But.
Well, listen, we're sharing this stuff from you from the mistakes that we've made.
Yes,
like, for
yes,
instance, the
yes.
other person on this line, you know, like now
exactly.
since he is
what,
kind of the.
What I mean, not to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right. So here we go. Like, listen, and. As much as, like, you know, we might cringe to think about this, our parents were kind of right. You know, when we were young and we're, you know, hanging out with Johnny in the playground and Johnny's getting in trouble all the time. And, you know, our parents are like, I don't want you hanging out with Johnny. They had actually a good point. And yeah. What I've realized is, you know, the people that you hang out with have a huge, not a minor, a huge impact and influence on your success and the way your life turns out and the decisions you make. And you kind of evolve and kind of become the median or the average of who you hang out with the most. And so you got to really examine who are you spending time with, who's in your inner circle, and, you know, is that something that you are happy with? And we'll talk, there's a lot to unpack here. I get it. But, like, I really want to set the frame right from the beginning how important this really is.
Yeah. And I think the reason why that is I thought about this a lot, is that think about it this way. You human beings are meant for survival. We're like, you know, survival being the community. We're not meant to be alone, right? So when it comes to having those kinds of conversations and friends and things like that, and when they say, hey, you know what, let's go over here, let's go over there, deep down inside, you want to be part of that community, right? These are your friends. So you're going to say yes to some of those things. Or maybe there is the people pleaser in you and you're going to say yes to those things. So there is going to be an impact on your life, how you go about making the choices and decisions and who you listen to. Think about it this way. Like, these are the people who are going to, you're going to have the most conversations with. You're going to hang out with them. You're going to talk to them. So what kind of conversations are we talking about here, right? So this is why this topic is so important, because I don't think we really look at it. Like, I never did. I mean, did you ever, like, you know, consciously on purpose do this?
Nah, dude, you kind of, like, I remember, you know, back when I was a kid, my friends were the people who really, I didn't, I mean, if I'm honest, my friends were the people who I wasn't really as intimidated by, and the people who accepted me for, because I was, you know, socially awkward and an introvert. And so I gravitated more towards kids like that. And by the way, not saying they're bad people. And some of these friends are still some of my great friends to this day, but, like, it wasn't a conscious thought as to who I want to, it wasn't conscious. It wasn't intentional. It was kind of like by default. Like, you know, it's like, so, like, if you're a jock, you typically hang out with the jocks. If you're a musician, you're hanging out with the other musician. You know what I mean? Like, we gravitate to the places where we feel like we fit in, mm-hmm. but sometimes the places we fit in aren't the place we really want to be, or it's not where we want to stay. And so you gotta, and I know this is difficult, like, and I don't think we have a whole lot of kids listening to the podcast and teenagers. Hopefully we do, because I think some of this stuff is valuable. But what happens is those decisions follow us throughout our life. And now all of a sudden our friends become who's most proximal or closest to us. They're our friends at church because we go to church. They're our friends at the gym because we go to the gym. They're driven by interest and not intention. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't, because the people in those groups may have certain characteristics that fit you and the person you're trying to become and be, and some don't. Like, maybe you want to be in shape, but, like, the people in the gym, they also are the same people who aren't pursuing business success, or they aren't pursuing a great relationship, and they aren't pursuing, you know, other things that you find valuable. And so you've got to kind of really craft what I'd say, and we talk about this all the time, you guys, we talk about vision all the time. You kind of need to create, and this sounds maybe corny, but your perfect vision for your ideal friend. Like, what is this person's characteristics? What are the traits they demonstrate? What are the things they don't do, the traits they don't have, right?
Yeah, and belief system. And one of the things that I want you guys to catch as Vojo was talking about this is, who do I want to become, right? When it comes to writing this vision, we always talk about who do I want to become in the future as far as, you know, when it comes to business or relationships. And we talked about, you know, the spouse on this podcast in the previous episodes, like, you know, writing down exactly who this, you know, spouse is going to be. So you do the same thing for the friends, because guess what? Hanging out with those people, it's going to drive you. It's going to impact you. It's going to, you know, make you want to level up. You know what I mean? It's almost like you see the friends around you doing certain things and deep down inside, like, okay, I need to do this. Or they'll encourage you, or they'll, you know, have you give you some tip on how to do this thing. Or, you know, if you're discouraged, they'll maybe encourage you. So it's got to be very intentional, like literally writing down on a vision who this friend that you want to be in your life. And I would encourage you to look from the perspective of one friend. If I am looking to grow my business or my life, whatever it might be, who is that friend that I would want to have in my life? Like he said, the characteristics, the traits, the belief system. Think about it this way, because if you hang out, let's say you want to have an abundant life and you want to be, you know, giving person and have abundant life and, you know, the world is in abundance. And your friend is more of a, you know, scarcity-based kind of a belief system that he has. How you think those conversations are going to go, right? How you think that is he going to encourage you to look for that abundance? Or he's going to be like, no, the world is not as happy as you think it is. It sucks. And, you know, there is not enough to go around and, you know, yeah. And all those kinds of things.
Yeah, like, are you sure you want to do, like, you know, if you're trying to create a business and all your friends are W-2 employees, and they just keep reinforcing with you how dangerous and risky and crazy you'd have to be to go into business for yourself, or how foolish it is, or all the things you're giving. Like, those things start to get root and they start to really, like, you know, plant their seeds, and it's difficult to overcome them, you know? And so, again, I want to be very careful here. I'm not saying don't love on those people. Don't, you know, I'm not saying cut them out of your lives necessarily. That may be aggressive depending on your approach and how much they clash with what you believe and want to do, but maybe you do. But like the point is this, like, is what is the alignment with your future self with this person? And do they support you or do they kind of like discourage you? Do they tell you the things that you need to hear or the things you want to hear?
Important right there.
Oh, huge.
Elaborate,
dude.
That a little bit.
Well, like, listen, how many of our friends, like, and listen, in all fairness, you got to be the person that's also big enough to hear this and not get mad at your friend if they tell you the truth. But, you know, how many of our friends and people around us just tell us what we want to hear, so we don't feel bad, or they don't want to confront us on something, a habit they see that's hurting us, or a mistake that we're making, or, you know, maybe whether it's in a relationship or what else, like, you know, I think we tiptoe, dude. Just in full transparency, you and I have had hard conversations about stuff, right? And I believe that we're both appreciative of that. Like, and I'm not saying we always agree, but like we have the stronger, a strong enough foundation. We don't always agree for sure. But listen, as your friend, for instance, let's just like make it for us for a second here. I feel like it's my duty to tell you what I'm thinking. And you can be like, hey, I disagree respectfully. Or you'd be like, man, maybe he's got a point there. Like in any case, like that's something that is so valuable. Like imagine that you had a board of directors in your business and you're the CEO. Do you want them to just like, you know, blow smoke and kiss your butt, or tell you like, hey, listen, like we're actually like in the red and you're making some bad decisions and we got to get to the root of this, right? You need to know this stuff, because like, how would you feel if you didn't let the person know? And then all of a sudden you see them struggling and you could have helped them.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of companies and organizations that obviously fell apart because of that kind of a structure. Right. So one thing I want to address, because I think shared some really important tips on how to look from those perspective of finding those friends and aligning yourself with them. But I think what happens a lot, I actually had a recent conversation with one of my students. We had this kind of conversation. And let's talk about, for instance, from a perspective of a business, aligning myself with a friends who I want to become. Like, they're ahead of me, right? You know, maybe I'm making, you know, $60,000 a year and they are $300,000 a year or whatever it might be, right? And then, well, how could I be their friend, right? I mean, what is it that they're going to want to do with me when, you know, I'm not where they are in the business? And what ends up happening is a lot of times I think people don't go and seek out those kinds of friends because what pops up is like, I'm not good enough to be at that level to be their friend. And one of the things that I encourage that person to say is like, listen, so think about all the different areas of life that are important. You know, you may not be, you know, making $300,000-$500,000 in your business or whatever it might be, or be that multimillionaire. However, there are certain areas of your life that you are quote unquote this expert in a way that they might appreciate. Whether it's, you know, your marriage is pretty amazing. Look at, you know, as far as your health, how you're managing your health. Some of them keep coming and asking you about, you know, how you do this health stuff. So there's different areas of your life that you quote unquote are the expert in that they may not be, you know, the expert. So that was the part one that I shared with her. And part two I shared with her is this. Think about it this way. These people who are, who you quote unquote kind of put on a pedestal, because a lot of times we do that, right? And these friends that we want to align ourselves with. I said, well, listen, they still sit on the toilet. They still put the same 2 feet in the pants like you do every single day. They are not that much different than you are. They are a human being, you know? And when you start to look from that perspective a little bit, you start seeing, you know what? I am the person who can be around these kinds of people. Any thoughts about that, Virgil, that conversation?
Yeah, man. I love what you said about like different areas. Like, so listen, if it's just one area, then I think there's kind of a maybe a standard deviation of value that you can match with somebody, meaning like if it's all about business, then yeah, like, you know, you may not be able to provide a whole lot of value to somebody who's making a whole lot more money than you or has a bigger business to you. But I love what you said, dude, like you can add value in other ways. And, you know, and so and also let me say this. Friendship isn't about what you get. It's just never like buddy up to someone with some sort of intent. Like here's the example. Dude, have you ever played the friend card? Have you ever played the friend card like with a girl, like where you're hoping like, hey, if I'm her friend first, then eventually I get to date her. Like
never.
I am guilty
that
of that.
That's never happened.
I am guilty of that. But the friend card really was never, if you're really honest, like the friend card is never really the end goal. It was to date them, right? No. And you thought that being a friend would get you in there. Don't do that with friends. Like be someone who genuinely wants to be friends with somebody who wants to provide value. And what I've found for myself is like, that's how you attract friends, is by being a friend, you get friends by looking to be a friend, not by looking to get a friend. Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a 3-day event. It's essentially a 3-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, We have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life and Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeandair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. You know, it's about giving, not getting, you know? Yeah. And I think that's an important aspect to friendship anytime. Think about it this way. I don't know if you ever had a friend who constantly keeps asking and getting, and then taking, you know? And then at some point, you're like, well, what about me? You know?
Yeah. Friendships cannot be one-sided, you know? Yeah. And absolutely. And by the way, that's not to say that there are seasons of friendships that, you know, one person's going through a hard time, and maybe it's even months, maybe it's a year or longer. But, you know, prior to that, it's been equitable. And I'm not trying to say friendship is about horse trading or like, you know, one for you, one for me, because that's not what it is either, because now it's transactional. It's relational. But, you know, you can't have people that are just constantly and always have been takers, because that will drain you. It will drain you.
Yeah. So these are some really good tips, I think, that we've been sharing about this when it comes to the friendship. And I think what's also important when it comes to this friendship is this, is that you have a space to be able to talk about anything and everything. You know, I think there is that no judgment conversation that I do this in my groups all the time, that there is no judgment with all my students, that unless you have this space between you two that you can, you know, provide for each other, that there is no judgment, that you can come to me and talk about anything and everything, and I'm not going to judge you, I think it's an important aspect, because that's where I think the deep relationships, friendships really like grow. Like that's when best friends kind of come into play, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, so you, when you look from that perspective, it's like, what kind of a friend would I need to be in order to have this no judgment? Well, guess what? It starts from me. I can't judge you. And when it comes to, you know, looking at those friendships, a lot of it is you have to ask yourself, like, how am I being in this relationship? And if I am that kind of a person where I'm judging, then guess what? Maybe the other person is not going to feel open to, you know, talking to me about certain things. So it's a really powerful exercise to create that vision and write down exactly what you want your friendships to look like. Because just like when we talked about Vojo, you know, in one of the podcasts about the marriage, the end question, when you write down all the different traits and beliefs and all kinds of stuff about this friend, the question becomes, well, who do I need to become to have this friend in my life?
Yeah. Well, you know, can you be unapologetically yourself with this person, and can they be that with you? And do you guys have enough mutual trust and love and acceptance for each other that you're able to like really just put it out there and be you? And by the way, let me say this. One of the big tests, I think, of friendship is like either when things are going really good or really bad. When things are going really good, are they genuinely happy for you? And you can tell. You can tell. I've shared this story many, many times about my friend who I had told that I just flipped a property, made a ton of money. And the response was, must be nice to be you. And that actually hurt. And so are they happy for you when they see you succeed? And also, like, if you fall down, are they there to help you pick you up, or you become a burden to them? Like, again.
Yeah. Or they disappear.
You know, they disappear. I've heard many of these stories from other people, and I've had people disappear too. Like, I get it. Mm. And so, like, are they there through thick and thin, you know, for you? That's another huge one.
Yeah, I mean, really good test for that friendship is like, if you can fart around them and everything's good.
I don't know about that, man. Like, well, you know, this could deteriorate quickly. Listen. But check it out. Here's something. Here's a question I got. I'm adapting it. I got it from Chris Williamson. He talked about this question in regards to your spouse, but I think it really fits with your friend too. Like, if someone told you you were a lot like your friend, would it be a compliment to you? Would that be a compliment? I think that's a great question, man.
Yeah, that's a great question. That makes me think, I think we need to talk, dude.
We definitely do. And so, you know, that's I love that question, man. And here's another one. Would you want your child or future child to hang out with somebody like this person that you are hanging out with? Do you want them to have that same, would you want someone like that in their life too? You know what I mean? Like, and by the way, what I'm doing there is we ask a similar question about, it's, I don't want to give it away, but like around this Get a Life Getaway event that we hold for your vision, there's a way that we get you around some mindset, limiting beliefs around, you know, what you think you're capable of for your life. And so we ask you what you want your children's lives to look like. And so it's the same thing here, like just taking that, you know, that oblique angle towards answering this question can sometimes like give us an answer that we have a hard time answering on our own.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. Would you leave your, you know, little kids with that friend if you're going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Those kinds of questions, I think it's important. So I think we've given some really good tips from this conversation. I think it takes courage, you know? And so I would encourage you, the listener, like sit down and whether you come to the Get a Life event, will you actually, because we literally at the event talk about friendships. What are those friendships look like? Yeah.
So I got one more thing here that you just alluded to before we wrap it up, man. As you evolve and as you become better, you may have to re-examine some of your friendships because they no longer, you guys aren't aligned anymore. And this can be a very difficult thing, especially if it's someone who you've known for your whole life, but you'll know it. You will know it. Like I've recently reconnected with some friends from a long time ago, and they still kind of remember me as, you know, back the way I was back then. And they are still the way they were back then. Again, nothing wrong with that, but it's just not something that I really want in my life right now. And that's not, doesn't fit where I'm going. And so you have to be willing to let those go and realize that those friendships may be preventing you from, you know, developing new friendships and new relationships because you're kind of like, you know, you're spending your time over here versus, you know, looking and opening yourself up for the new friendships and those new relationships that could be waiting for you.
Yeah, I think that's an important aspect too. You know, in fact, like I had one conversation with one of my students recently who, that person's been friends with those friends since college. And what has happened recently, their belief system kind of got front and center. And they had to, when they were completely different, they had to have a really tough conversation and ended up, you know, having a different, you know, the way they look at life. So sometimes it needs to be this kind of a conversation to be able to see, okay, do I need to let go of some of them? Or to be able to open up for that actual person that's going to come into my life. Because when one door closes, another one opens. And that comes to friendships, I think, as well.
Yep. Well, listen, hope you guys got something out of this. I really hope this is such, I know we kind of like went through all these different angles in this. And the reason is because this is genuinely so important that I feel like we've been remiss in not addressing this sooner. And share this with somebody who you feel like maybe you care about and you want in your circle as a friend, and maybe, or with somebody who maybe has to make some different decisions around the people they are hanging out with as well. And so, you know, together we can kind of help each other level up. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you get something out of it. Leave us a review. Leave us a rating. Again, like I said, just share it, and we'll see you next week, everyone. Take care.